And this is involving Mike Vrabel, the head coach for the New England Patriots. Just took him to a Super Bowl. And then stories come out after the NFL meetings. He was seen with reporter Diana Rossini. There's rumors that they had some kind of relationship going on, something she categorically denied at the beginning. So did he. Come to find out, there was pictures of them cool poolside. She was in a bikini. He was topless. And then the other one, them holding hands while the sun was rising. And then, you know, once things got quiet for a couple of weeks and she had resigned after refusing reportedly to give up her phone to The Athletic so they could see text messages and things of that nature. She didn't want to be a distraction. Supposedly, she walks away from it. She walks away from the job. But she stands by every story that she's ever written, making the claim that her credibility should never come into question. And then suddenly yesterday, right before the draft, shortly after Mike Vrabel had announced that he was going to step away for day three and beyond of the NBA, of the NFL draft and stuff like that, and he had addressed the media by saying absolutely nothing as far as I'm concerned, given the biggest BS press conference that I had seen since Tiger Woods showed up looking drugged about 15 years ago. Mike Vrabel, after doing that, felt compelled to come out yet again with a statement yesterday because page 6 of the New York Post, if I remember correctly, has footage or pictures of Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel kissing one another about 6 years ago, which is not a very good look at all. So because of that, Mike Vrabel had this to say publicly to the media yesterday, right before the draft. Listen up.
Jarrell, I want to address the news regarding my current situation. I understand that there are questions, but I take accountability for my actions and the actions that caused the distraction to the people that I care most about. My family, this football team, the organization, and our fans. My previous actions don't meet the standard that I hold myself to. They don't. And what I believe is best for the two most important things in my life, my family and this football team, is for us to take the necessary steps to work together and to give them what I told them I'd give them, which is the best version of me. And that's what we're going to do. And that's going to start, that has started, that'll continue this weekend, and it'll continue for however long it takes for me to give them and to complete that promise of giving them the best version of me possible.
I'm not going to hold back. I've held back enough. To the men out there, shut the hell up. Stop acting like y'all holier than thou. The fact of the matter is, there are countless men out there, when they have the opportunity to get their groove on, they do it. Can we just be honest about it? I'm not saying everyone. I'm not trying to cast everybody with a broad, painted, tainted brush. But when it comes to proclivities of a sexual nature, let's keep it a buck. Men are guilty a lot of times of doing exactly what Mike Vrabel evidently was doing. And that was getting loose. Now, I love how people walk around here and they talk about the importance and the sanctity of marriage, where we look at our divorce rate, and the divorce rate in this country is about over 50%. Why do you think that the reason for that is? You think it's because people get tired of talking to one another? Get tired of going out to dinner with one another? You think it's because people get tired of coming home and sharing, you know, breakfast or kitchen dinners with one another? No, it's because people want to get loose. And what I mean by getting loose, just to make sure that I'm explicit, they want to have sex with someone other than the person that they committed to. Can we just stop lying? That's what happened. Evidently. That's what he's guilty of. And the reason that I say that loud and clearly is because Mike Vrabel doesn't owe any of us a damn apology. He doesn't owe it to us. He doesn't owe it to his team. He doesn't owe it to the players. The only thing, the only people he owes it to is his wife and his family. It is none of our business. And anybody out there that thinks that this man owes us an explanation for getting his freak on, you're a flaming hypocrite. Kick rocks. Shut the hell up. Because there's a whole bunch of you married asses out there that ain't honoring your marital vows. See, I can say that because I ain't get married. And the reason I didn't get married is because I knew I wouldn't honor those vows. Very, very simple. See how clear that is? I knew I wouldn't do it. I'm traveling on the road at the time, 200 plus days out of the year. I'm going to be faithful to a woman I'm away from over 150 to 200 days out of the year. No, I'm not doing it. I told that to my pastor. I'm keeping it a buck with y'all. I told it to my pastor. I'm not going to be faithful to a woman I'm away from 150 days out of the year. As much as I like sex, I'm going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. See, the real problem is lying asses out there standing on altars before God or whomever your Lord is, swearing up and down that you're going to honor vows you know damn well you ain't going to honor. That's the real problem. But even then, it is between you, that person, your family, and God, or whoever your Lord is. Period. We certainly ain't going to sit here and act like he owed the Patriots an apology. We ain't going to do that, are we? We going to walk around here and act like he owed the citizens of Foxborough an apology? Last time I checked, didn't he just coach them to the Super Bowl? Last time I checked, he did his job. No pun intended. He did his job. He got him to the Super Bowl. He coached pretty damn well. What are we talking about? So let's not act like Mike Vrabel is some devilish individual who committed a crime of the century. The real crime is he opened his damn mouth and threw Diana Rossini under the bus. That's the real crime. How about shutting the hell up and just going home? How about sitting there and looking at everybody and saying, you know what, I don't even need to be at day one or two of the draft. This team is perfectly capable of handling it without me. Or I could simply be on the phone with y'all. I don't need to be in the war room seen on camera by anybody while I got these problems going on at home. Hell, people handled the draft during COVID from their homes. They were on Zoom then. They used computers then. They used laptops and iPads then. Why the hell did he have to be in person now? Take your ass home. Take your wife on vacation. Remind her how much you love her and how committed you are to her and how much you want to be with her. And if you feel differently, let her know and leave. Either way you slice it, it's none of our business. I will never judge Mike Vrabel over this. And any man that tries to, you're a flaming hypocrite. Because if we ain't doing it, we damn sure know men who are. Now let me get to the women. Because you see, what we're not going to do on this show is act like we all Oprah-fied, where the men are always the villains and the women are so innocent and all that. Oh, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Because if we're really being honest, there's plenty of women out there that'll tell you, oh, women cheat too. A matter of fact, I know plenty of women who brag about how much better y'all are at doing it than us. But we don't talk about that in this Oprah-fied world we living in, do we? It's how Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil and everybody else came along. I'll never forget years ago, ladies and gentlemen, when those dudes was on that damn apology tour, apologizing and making noise because they were going city to city, state to state, apologizing for their transgressions against women. And I looked at them like a bunch of wusses. Kind of like, you apologize. Oh, really? You did it. I didn't do it. Plenty of men didn't do it. Y'all did it. But you want to apologize on behalf of men and letting a whole bunch of women off the hook when there's a whole bunch of women out here that don't give a damn and will cheat on a man in a heartbeat. But y'all don't say nothing about that. Nothing. Nothing at all. Because last time I checked, Mike Vrabel ain't the only one married. Dana Rossini is too. So evidently, he wasn't the only one getting his freak on. Too tangled. Consensually. As adults. Now let's bring it home. I'm going to tell you before, and I'm going to tell you again. I respect the hell out of Dana Rossini. I feel bad for her because I know that she is a damn good reporter. And I know what people are doing. They're going to use this to imply that she built her credentials over something other than her hard work and her dedication to her craft. And I don't think she deserves that. But I have to concede that it was incredibly unwise for her to put herself in this precarious position. What goes on in people's marriages is none of our business. And I say this profoundly because I mean this from the bottom of my soul. I've seen too many examples where marriages are not what you think they are. The sanctity of marriage, it's not evaporated. It has not evaporated, but it clearly has eroded in our country. It's not just from a number standpoint. I know people who stay married because it's cheaper that way. Why get a divorce and go through all of the legal mumbo jumbo where the courts get involved and dollars got to be exchanged and all of this other stuff when you could just stay together because you don't have any intentions of remarrying anyway? So what difference does it make? I know people who are married in name only or are married and they don't have any problems just being friends because they trust one another. They just don't want to sleep with one another. They'd rather sleep with other people rather than each other. I know people who are married in name only for a multitude of reasons. Their marriages are not what typical marriages are, and it goes around a lot. I know people who swing. Yeah, we married, but you know what? We don't do anything with each other, but she could do what she wants to do. He could do what he wants to do, and as long as we taking care of house and home, we good. I know dudes married to women on OnlyFans. I know women married to men who are porn stars. Yo, I'm not joking. It's all types of stuff. So you can't look at stuff and say, well, they're married, so this is the way it's supposed to be. Well, damn it, that ain't the way it is. And you got to be grown up enough to deal with it. So we don't know what's going on in Dana Rossini's relationship or Mike Vrabel's relationship at home. So let's stop with the marriage stuff and acting like that is our business. It is not our business. It is not our business. Period. Stop it. It's not. That's not the issue. Here's the issue. Dana Rossini is a reporter that allegedly, apparently, evidently was involved with a subject she was covering. That is why this is news. It's the only reason it should be news. If Dana Rossini was messing with an NBA coach, who cares? She covers the NFL. If she was messing with a hockey coach or somebody, who cares? She covers the NFL. It's the fact that it is alleged and presumed now that she was involved with somebody she was covering, which brings into question the credibility of any story that she was writing about him, his team, or anything having to do with his team. So when A.J. Brown is going to get traded to the New England Patriots, and it's a story that you get access to, or you got question marks about A.J. Brown, or a competitor might want him, but you want to get him. So you got access to information that the typical people don't have access to because of the relationship, and that leads to you putting out stuff that is not of a neutral variety because you're clearly influenced with the information you're getting because of the source of that information. It becomes problematic. That is where the mess up occurs. That is the only reason this is a story. And that was not smart for her to even have the appearance of putting herself in that position. But I say all of that to say, I can still feel sit here as a man, as a professional, as a contemporary, as a former colleague of hers at ESPN to say, I feel bad because I know what a damn good reporter she is. And I know what a good person she has been. And I don't wish any of this on her. And I hope somehow, some way, everything gets rectified and she's able to resurrect a career I happen to know she worked her tail off for. I don't wish that on anybody. But let's stop acting like we get to judge somebody who's married about what they're doing inside or outside their relationship when we know nothing about the intimacies of their relationship other than the fact that they were married. Marriage ain't what it used to be. A pastor will tell you that. A rabbi will tell you that. An imam will tell you that. A minister would tell you that. It ain't what it used to be. And a lot of times now, you'd see more people getting married if we didn't have to worry about the financial ramifications of things going wrong. I'll confess to you, if I didn't have to worry about money, I might have been married by now. I just don't believe that if one day a woman wakes up and says, look, I don't want your big nose peanut head ass anymore, that I got to lose half my money. I'm kind of worried about that. That kind of scares me monetarily. I know it's shocking to believe, but, I could be monogamous. I don't mind monogamy. Don't bother me. You handle your business. You do things right. I'm good. Beggars can't be choosy. I mean, I'm not one of those people that need variety when what I got is good. At least now, back in the day, totally different Stephen A. I firmly admit that. But I have changed. But let me be very, very clear. The point that I'm making is that there are different things that get in the way. And it ain't always about wanting to get your freak on. It's about protecting your assets because the country that we live in and the rules and regulations that exist in the courts, we preach about the importance of marriage, but they don't exactly encourage it. We got laws in Hawaii, North Carolina, Mississippi, Utah, and places like that where they now got home wrecker rules and laws where you got mistresses or lovers being sued because a marriage went awry. So you didn't handle your business in the bedroom with your wife and she decides that she gonna go elsewhere and you can sue the other dude instead of the wife. Or you with your woman and you and her ain't flowing no more, so you got a different lover as a man, you got a different lover as a woman, and the mistress could get sued. I saw a case where somebody won $30 million. I saw another case where somebody won $9 million. Yo. It ain't that simple anymore. So let's stop looking at people's marriages and thinking that's a license to judge who they are and what they are and what they're about. Mike Vrabel, you should have shut the hell up. You threw Diana Rossini under the bus to protect your own ass. That's what you did. That's the real crime here, other than the transgression against your wife and family. Diana Rossini, you made a mistake. Even if you're innocent of this somehow, some way, the appearance of being connected to somebody you're actually covering is the crime. It's that simple. It ain't that damn complicated. Let's stop acting like it is. Somebody had to say it, so I said it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888 888- 623-3646. I'm here for the phone calls to close out the show. We're going to spend the next half hour me doing nothing but taking your calls. You heard what the hell I had to say. I'm not backing up one bit. I stand by every syllable that just came out of my mouth. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Remember one other thing, too. I've had the pleasure of meeting Mad Dog Russo and his wonderful, wonderful wife. Everybody can't be them, y'all. Mrs. Mad Dog, that's a special woman. She is sensational. She truly, truly is. And she had to be to deal with his crazy ass. Everybody ain't them. Everybody ain't that lucky. Just remember that. More of the Stephen A. Smith Show right here on Mad Dog Sports Radio in a minute.